Tuesday night, end the day of the two week, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
I just want to make a summary of what we learned last time. I know it's two comments before we start today's topic. I just want to make a quick summary of what we learned. We were talking about Top Lama Zion, and that was Chometz on Pesach. I know it's a bit past time now, but still, this idea was interesting. So we said, Minatsoya, there's no Issa. Sorry, Minatsoya, there's an Issa by the Rabbi Yamotse. A person mustn't own Chometz on Pesach. Not allowed to own it. But when someone makes Bittel, someone nullifies it, treats it as owned, no value to it whatsoever. In such a case, then there's no Bali Rabbi Yamotse, but you mustn't have it in your house. The problem is that Chometz in your house on Pesach is Muksa. So on Yom Tov itself, what you have to do is you can't burn it. We were wondering last time why you can't burn it, why it's a Tzorech Yom Tov, why can't you burn it? The question actually is, why can't you, you're allowed to do mitzvah on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry a lulav and esrog on Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah purpose. You say, Matoich, since you're allowed to do carrying for Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to carry as well, even for a mitzvah purpose. You can carry a lulav and esrog, you can carry a shofar, there's no tangible benefit to a person, it's a ruchnistic benefit. What? That's an interesting point there, but the Tosis says a swallow that when a person's out to burn it, we don't want it to come and eat it. It's a very interesting swallow what you say, but when someone's going out to burn it, the chayri, you don't say he's going to be chayri to come and eat it. He's quite right, Lord about Chometz, we're worried about come and eat it. But Tosis got a swallow that when you're out to burn it, we don't, because on Chomoyd you burn it, yeah? On Chomoyd you actually take it and you burn it, and there we don't worry that you're going to come and eat it. It says when a person's busy trying to get rid of it, he's trying to destroy it, we don't worry to come and eat it. So it's an interesting question. So over here, why should over here should be a problem? So the mind says, it's hard to understand this, really. But it looks like it's not a tzorich of actual Pesach itself. And therefore, you only have two things to do with a tzorich Yom Tov. You could have done this before Yom Tov. You could have got rid of this before Yom Tov. And therefore, this is not a tzorich. We don't like to do it. It's a chiddush, but that's what we wanted to say. Okay, that was more or less the halachas of Chomer. We just happened to speak about it. I didn't get around to someone else asked me this now. We're speaking about this. We didn't get around to the bottom of this. If someone has strong finds Chomer in his house on Pesach, what does he do on Chomer? Should he burn it? Because really it's included in a sale. So the Mechira's Chomer is all included. It's not really yours. So really, Chomer is no problem at all, technically speaking. Yeah, if it comes in a person, you don't want to be cutting it then. I don't know if it's yours at all anyway, then it's no problem. I don't know if you have to do anything at all. If your Yiddish goes to clean and comes to your house with Chometz in a Pesach, you've got no keys to burn it. What?
You
order some Chometz, let's say. Someone, for favor shall we, you can order your Chometz from Tesco to Mosh for Mosh to Pesach. Let's say delivery early. Yeah, someone order something, maybe that's worse. But I'm saying, generally speaking, you're not really cutting it. I asked one Rabbonim here a long time ago. He told me that even though it's sold to the Goy, they put a clause in that you're allowed to burn it. And he said to me, the reason is they didn't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch. Since the Shulchan Aruch says that one finds Chometz on place, someone burns it, they put this clause. It's an interesting thing what they did. It's very interesting. But that's what he wanted to say. Okay. Sorry? That's what I'm saying. The Chometz are yours, it's sold to the Goy.
When you
murder
to the Goy, it's not yours.
Exactly. So you shouldn't have to burn it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. So you shouldn't have to burn it, it belongs to the non-Jew. In fact, it's probably Gazelit, stealing from a non-Jew who burned it. You're not with me. Yeah. At least you're honest. When a person, when you go to the Rav to send your Chometz, you might tell him, in this cupboard over here is my whiskey, and this cupboard over here is everything else. Really, on actual machines of the non-Jew, they actually sell all the Chometz in the house. That's really what's sold. So therefore, technically speaking, any Chometz in the house does not belong to you. Belongs to the non-Jew.
That's what you said.
It's part of the sale. Now, for instance, if someone from Reuben finds it on Pesach in his house, he should have no mitzvah to burn it, it's not his.
Yeah. The original finding something on Pesach and burning it was before they started all this business. That's true.
But they don't want to go against that. He said, that's what he told me. They don't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch. That's why they left it as it is. Yeah, that's interesting. What? Yeah, but even if you put a kelim on Cholomoy, you burn it.
On Cholomoy,
you burn it. What?
You still might come to eat it, even though the Chometz is not yours, but you might come to eat it.
Okay, so you put it back in the cupboard. You put it away. Yeah. It's interesting, it looks like it's Muksa. This Chometz is Muksa. When I say it's Muksa, you can't touch it, you've got a problem with it being Muksa. So that's why we call it okay. What? What do you mean, as opposed to Chol HaMoed? No, Chol HaMoed is no muksa. It's only on Yom Tov, the first 2 days on Shabbos and 7th and 8th day.
You cover it on Shabbos, you cover it.
And on Chol HaMoed, you burn.
Chol HaMoed,
yeah, I'm saying, that's what you could, I'm saying, that's the thing, I'm saying, this Rosh says to me, they made a tachanah with a guy, that you should burn it. Yes, I don't know if it's changed. He told me actually, the Rob told me that it changed every so often, they keep changing. We're not, so it's a very interesting thing what to do. They keep changing it. It's not a clear thing what to do. Yeah, it's a very interesting point. Okay, well, it's a very interesting Shia now. Somebody just happened to ask me this last week. I was by someone. Someone asked me, is there a problem with changing the Sfiras HaOmer things on the wall?
When?
Yeah, on weekdays, no problem. Shia's on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Changing
it. Let's start from the beginning. Blackout. Let's start with this over here. Let's say I want to actually was relevant this year actually in the Moshe. Let's say, okay, you can't really change your clock on Shabbos and Yom Tov, let's say, but can you take, let's say someone wants to go to bed, he's got no clock in his room. He wants to take the clock off the wall upstairs to his bedroom.
Why not?
Is he allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
What's
the problem? It's murder when you give a shave. See what? Some would say it's completely mutter. Some people say it's Mavish Osa, and some people are not sure. Shaili's first rule, is it part of the wall? Is it binyan? Or Sois to take it off?
It's not binyan, because when he changes battery, he can take it off. So it's not on the wall.
I said, someone said this, right? I don't understand what it means. Someone said what you're saying. So someone said, in placed in a world where you have to change the clock, so you have to take off the wall sometime, there's no bin and steer. I don't understand that, first of all, because it's there for 6 months. It's there for 6 months.
The clock is there once every 12 months, you're going to take it off. So it's not
attached to the wall. First of all, a bin and arai is even for more than 7 days. So why is it not called a bin and arai? Why is it not part of the wall? It's an interesting side of this. Is it called part of the wall? Someone's got a picture on the wall.
The picture is different, I would say.
Why?
Because the clock, I may take it there. I may need the clock there by the gas. If I need a clock by the door one day, I'll take it off.
When was the last time you took your clock off the wall? But when was the last time simply you took your clock off the wall to take upstairs? Say it's very, very rare. No, it's an interesting thing what you say. I must say it's an interesting point. It's a very, very rare sort of thing. What was you? I don't know if I changed the battery. Someone told me this way. He told me from Mr. Craig. I don't know what I'm saying. My sister's very interesting in Machlokes, actually. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, well, let's just start from the beginning. According to many poskim, hanging a picture on a wall on Shabbos, taking off a picture on a wall on Shabbos is no problem at all. It's not called part of the building. No one looks as an extension of the wall when you put a picture on it. So it's separate. We look at it, so according to many poskim, not everyone, see, according to many poskim, it's not called part of the wall. Therefore, it's a binyan and sira, there's no problem taking a picture off or put it back on again. According to many poskim. There's two things, quite right. There's two sides that have to be nodding over here. There's two questions. We're talking about, first of all, binyan and sira. The next side of it would be muksa. Is it a problem with muksa? You're yachad mokim, you set aside for it. Let's talk about binyan and sira, first of all. Is there a problem? So many poskim hold. Hang a picture on a wall on Shabbos, whether to hang it up or to take it off, is not regarded as part of the wall. It's not part of, no one is being added onto a wall by putting a picture on there. It's obviously its decorative purposes only. It's made there to be decorative, and therefore it does not become part of the wall, and therefore it's regarded as a separate object. As we state the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Tez Vov, Sukkot and Zayin, Mishnah Berurah is talking about hanging a tapestry on a wall like a pariches. It's a very similar thing, actually. Yeah? You want to hang on. Shin Tez Vov. Sukkot Zion.
Curtains over there.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, that's all right. That's more long-term, yeah? It's more long-term. That's more long-term. That's meant to be there. So here's talking about Shin Tez Vov, Sukkot and Zion. Mishnah Berurah says... Chaim Perichas, to hang a Perichas on Zev, she's sorry. So he says, since you've got a delis on a kodesh, hanging a parochus on there is no problem at all. It only made it sneers balma. At the back he brings over here, the chaznish holds that since you put the parochus there for quite a long time, that is the problem with the binyan. So the vial, it looks like it's a machlokes, Mishnah Berurah and the chaznish, about hanging these things on a wall.
Curtains?
Yeah. No. Picture, I don't know if a picture is talking about parochus. It's also, why you say it's worse?
Different. Why?
Why?
It's fixed.
Well, it's not business. It's also hanging. It's hanging on there. It's hanging on. It's going to come. It's going to hang on. The Mr. Moore's not about it's hanging. Mr. Moore's tree is talking about it's hanging on. It's not. It's been stopped. It's much worse. Yeah. It's hanging on with a hook, let's say. You've got a hook to hang on to. It's talking, that's going to Mr. Moore's talking about it's hanging on. It's not fixed. Why should that be different?
More than avoided,
but
curtains are.
Well, but Tiricha. Am I saying Tiricha Shabbos? Sorry?
I'll take it down.
But yeah, to move it along.
But it's made to move.
Yeah, in that place, it's fixed on that place. It's like, you have to know. Yeah. It doesn't make it, I'm not sure. You move it along, but the mice say it's fixed on that place, Tachaira. So he brings up in the Urcha Shabbos, Perches, Yudalid. He speaks about Masha, about a case of a picture on a wall. Tumuna to the other Kosel. Tumuna to the other Kosel. Ain't a Chubayas by a Klal. It's not a joint to it. I mean, it's hanging on a nail or whatever. Ain't Isabon of a Sosa, but to the Osama Harasarasa. That's not a problem. When you remove it, of binyan stira.
A picture
on a wall. A clock is the same thing as a picture on a wall. In fact, like it says, a clock you take off more, if anyone, a clock you change twice a year. A picture on a wall, you can leave there for years, you won't change it at all. So he says there's no problem of binyan stira. The problem of binyan stira, it looks like it's a machlokas, chazanish and a mishnah brura, about whether there's a problem of moving this on Shabbos, whether there's a problem. I think the deal over here, I think it says actually chazanish holds also this parikas. He needs there for a long time. Lechshav hadovah kabona mamish. So the Chaznish holds that's called part of the building. It's a Chiddush actually. He says it's called part of the building. Very rakamam and mechitza. In kain after you close to the dirs also, unless you change it regularly, you change it quite often. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem of binyan. So mitzvah is for binyan as a machloek, as it looks like, whether it's also or mutter. Mr. Ross used to hold mitzvah binyan as mutter, and mitzvah now the issa of and Chaznish holds it's also. That's mitzvah binyan. Now I said it's quite right. There's another problem now. What about muksa? A person has designated that picture on the wall. Now, most people don't think of taking it off. Is that...
Unless you're going to get bored of it, you will take it off. So it's
not... I'm saying, on a normal Shabbos, you had it out. It's not like you're going to take it down on Shabbos. It's not ointment.
But you're not permanent. It's not a permanent piece of food.
It's permanent. Perhaps it's there for a long time. You don't expect to take it off. It's not normal to take this thing off. It's not normal to take it off. I would have thought it's normally a person who's on the rack. A person might take off, or why is it fell out of it? Generally speaking, most people leave it on. So interesting, at the back of the Tzuri Shabbos, he asked his shayla to Moshe Feinstein. He brings it, it's actually quoted in Niggas Moshe, but I wrote it down in here. Shayla, Sean Kier, Chayin Tumunay Salakir, a wall, a clock on a wall, or a picture on a wall. Is it a problem of Moksa? So he writes back to Moshe, so Sheikhaleh Mokim, but open kabur, he's fixed them on the wall for like a permanent thing. Im Havale Moksa, this is what we saw Bodner asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, exactly right. So Moshe answers, Hine, Shoin, Oitumunais, any clock or picture which is Kavuleh Mokim Akir, Einem Moksim Bishlozeh, is not called Moksa. The Talina Shon Hulanoi, it's only made there to be for beauty. I'm not sure what that means, that lady. And I said, so what? So why can't I be Moksa?
So why
is it
there for beauty?
No, it looks nice in the room. Perhaps you've got a picture in the room, it enhances the room. Perhaps coming into the room, got nice pictures in the room. Even a clock sometimes is made, a nice facial clock or something, it makes it look nice. I'm not exactly sure what Ramosha means, why that's not called Moksa, but that's what Ramosha says. That's his Loshan, Talina Shon Hulanoi. Lemaise in the Urcha Shabbos, which is what we're learning here in Chelet Beis, Perek Yotes, someone, what's it, Kuf Gimel, Siv Kuf Gimel, he brings this shayla also, actually, about clocks and walls and things like that. And he says like this, Tumuna Tliyara Clear, any picture which is on the wall, in Matbino Le Ashle Tifgam, you're careful with it, it's an expensive picture, you want it to get ruined, and it shouldn't break. You're careful with it. You get these nice pictures. Someone told me once, I'm really wild. I said, I never told this to you once, actually. I was complaining to an accountant once why he's so expensive, how he can charge so much money per hour. I said, Mum, this is, you know, a lot of money you're charging per hour. So he said to me, I'm really a model, actually. He said to me, someone was in the park once, and he sat next to Rembrandt.
What?
He sat next to the painter, what's his name?
Huh? The
A painter.
A painter, Rembrandt.
Who was it?
He sits next to him and says, can I ask you a favor? Can you draw a picture of me? I said, yeah. He gets his pen out, draws a picture. After about 10 minutes, course, I said, it's an amazing picture, actually. It's stunning. So he gives it over to him. He says, right. He says, how much is that? He says, £1,000. He says, are you crazy? £1,000 for 10 minutes course? I said, how can I pay you such an amount of money? Does it make sense what you're charging me? He says, my friend, you're not paying me now for the time I spent, 10 minutes course an hour. You're paying me for all the time it took me to repair myself to get this mistake. It's a mighty divorce. So he said to me, the accountant said to me, you're not paying me for the service now. You're saving me for all the work I've done in the past to get to this stage. Good watch, man. It's a very good watch. So now, if you've got an expensive picture like that, a person doesn't want the marsh, the person's very careful with such a picture, says Eric Shalom. In that case there, that's monster. Because he's mapped it. He doesn't want to ruin it. He wants it on a wall, and if it comes off the wall, he's very careful that no one should damage it, so he'll take it away and put it away somewhere safe. That would happen in a week. The moshe, let's say a nail falls off, he's got no time to put it on again. He'll take it off and be careful with it. In such a case there, that's Moksa Mahasaran Kiss, he says. That's mamish the problem. If the picture's not like that, where it's going to get broken or ruined so much, yes, not the aim is there in Moksa. This is Ramosha Swara. Some people learn here that's not called Moksa. It's like a vase of flour which is made Lanoi. He sells it also to Lanoi, which is not Moksa, which is Kei Sachal Heta. So therefore, he's saying, it depends what sort of picture it is. If it's an expensive picture, so you have to know what you've got in your house. You have to know. And the clock as well, the same. Generally speaking, a clock is one of these cheap clocks, and it's not such a problem. Normally, a person is not so mapped on a clock. See, it's not so valuable that he'd be careful if it comes off to be repaired. But if it is, then he says it could be a problem. Then he brings a Das Chaznish. The Chaznish is in Moksa as well. He says, a Das Chaznish, Yosef Kavuara Mokam. The Chaznish goes in Melchus Moksa that once you fix the place for something, if that is its place, that's called Chesaron Kis, it's Moksa. It's a very severe type of Moksa. So that's what Chaznish is. A Das Chaznish, Yosef Kavuara Mokam, since it's Kavuara Mokam, it's fixed. But Ein Regin is a Talflon, it's not normal to take it off. Dinah Kum Muksa Goma, it's got a very severe type of Muksa, it's Muksa Chasson Kiss.
But a clock as
everything's talking about both of those. Anything which is fixed on a page, which is normal, that clock, a normal clock. Huh?
You fix it,
it's meant to stay, it's not meant to come down. So it's a Chaznish, that is called a Kavias Mokum. That is called, you've designated the place for it, you don't have in mind for it, I'm trying to take it down. Then that's what L'chol, that's true. If a person before Shabbos, even called L'chol, has in mind, they want to take it down, that could be better then. Yeah? But we're talking about generally, a person doesn't take these things off. He leaves the picture on the wall, or he leaves the clock on the wall. So there's a chaznish, about your kaveh mokim there, that's what you
do.
So that is just the purpose. That's much better. Sri Asayim, all these things, the maestro, no one's kaveh mokim, yeah? The mashal might be a bit worse, but I'm just saying, the mashal, Sri Asayim is what the person asked me. Sri Asayim is much better. Sri Asayim, you recorded the chaznish, it's posh, it's not meant to be there, it's meant to be changed. And even, I have to know, if you're talking about these things, you get these charts sometimes, you get these nice fancy frames on a wall, you can change mode, that's all, you can change. But I think also, even though you only change it 6 months, it's only meant to change, that's what it's meant for, I think. It's better than the picture. A picture is meant to stay. You're saying the mode, that's all, is meant to stay for 6 months. Yeah, that's exactly, that's a good example. Because of that combination, that picture there, that Moedim thing there,
you
can
still use
it. But since it's fixed on a place, it's Muksa, it's not designated for moving around. It's meant to be on the wall. What? That's what I had to say, Muksa. Yeah, that's like a Kiddush. So, Maisa Kodlech Hazin is quite right. That fell down on Shabbos, that's your problem with Muksa. So again, there's two shadows over here. One is the problem of binyan, which the maestro of many possible holds no problem. And this is Mappit. And now a shadow of Muksa, which the maestro of Moshe holds completely is no problem at all, he seems to say. And Shabbos says it depends what sort of picture it is. Okay, wait a second.